Evolution has shaped our bodies, including our private parts. This week, new research shed light on how male genitals evolved and how they form in the womb. The research could have health implications. Birth defects in male children have been on the rise, and scientists are not sure why. And of course, listeners should be aware this report by NPR's Jeff Brumfiel does include some frank language.
In the history of evolution, genitals are very, very important.
So basically, external genitalia are considered to be a real essential adaptation when animals crawled onto land.
Patrick Chopp is a researcher at Harvard Medical School, and when he says external genitalia,
we are talking about penises.
Penises weren't necessary back in the ocean. A female could lay eggs, and a male could just swim by and excrete some sperm. It would all mix and fertilize in the water.
Now, if you go to land, your eggs would dry out if you would just lay them on the ground.
So nature came up with a different way, the penis. It became an essential trick for getting sperm to eggs. But where did it come from? Chopp and his colleagues thought a clue might lie in the way embryos of different animals develop.
So we started out looking at lizards and snakes.
So snakes do have penises then?
Well, actually they have two, which is the fascinating part.
They're called hemipenises, and snakes have one on the right and another on the left. Chopp and his colleagues looked closely at the embryos of snakes, and it got even more fascinating. Early in evolution, snake ancestors had legs right where their penises are.
The limbs actually gets hijacked to become the hemipenis, and because you have two limbs, that's most likely also why you end up with having two hemipenises.
The group also looked at mice. There they found the penis formed not around the legs, but near the tail. Their results appeared this week in the journal Nature. So what causes two penises to grow from the region where a snake once had its legs, and one to grow from the tail region of a mouse? It turns out the cells are getting orders from another part of the body, and that part is
the most terminal structure of your digestive tract.
The most terminal structure of your digestive tract. I think we'll leave it at that.
It's the anus.
This may sound surprising, but digestive tracts are among the most ancient parts of any animal. Marty Cohn studies evolutionary and developmental biology at the University of Florida. He says even the most primitive animals have mouths and bottoms.
Food comes in, it's processed and digested, and goes out the other end. Single inlet and a single outlet.
And when more complex animals develop in the womb, it's actually the gut that spurs other organs to grow.
Organs bud off of the gut, like the liver and the pancreas.
And it appears the penis. Cohn also has a paper out this week showing the chicken's penis starts near its bottom. Wherever the gut happens to end, signals go out telling a penis to form. Exactly how all these orders shape the cells is still an open question, but Cohn says it may be important to figure out the details, especially for humans.
In the past 30 to 40 years, the incidence of genitourinary defects has risen sharply, and we don't really understand why.
Problems in penis formation are now among the most common birth defects, and studies like these might eventually help scientists to figure out what's been causing the signals to go awry. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.